My little world, my simple little world. I get a lot of flack. You know that. Some of you do. I get a lot of accusations. I get a lot of things said about me and thrown around. Where do I go? Where do I go? I go to my heart. I go to my conscience. Is there something there? Is that legitimate? Is that real? Is that bona fide? And I have to ask my conscience, do you accuse me there or do you excuse me? And by the way, this is a footnote, just a free one thrown in. And Edwards knew this because I think it was number 26 of the resolutions. He said he would set aside anything that affected his assurance. Where do you get your assurance of your salvation? From a past event? I don't think so. From good feelings? No. From being associated with Christians? No. True assurance is a function of the conscience. True assurance is a function of a good conscience. Because my heart knows that I'm loving the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking His honor and seeking His glory. Can I show you two other illustrations? Turn in your Bible, if you will, to 1 Chronicles 29. 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 16. And this is David, and he's blessing the Lord in the sight of all the assembly because of all the offerings that have been brought with regard to the temple. And this is so, so important. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided to build thee a house for thy holy name is from thy hand, and all is thine. Then verse 17, since I know, O my God, that thou triest the heart and delightest in uprightness, I, in the integrity of my heart, have willingly offered all these things. Isn't that great? When you come to worship, that's what you want to be able to say. I'm here, Lord, in the integrity of my heart. Integrity from integer or integer. Integer, for you mathematicians, you know it means one. An undivided heart, a loyal heart, a faithful heart. And I have offered all these things. And then in verse 18, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, preserve this forever in the intentions of the heart of thy people and direct their heart or their imaginations toward you and give to my son Solomon, this would be my prayer for you, a perfect heart to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, thy statutes, to do them all and to build the temple.